Cape Talk DIY.
Well, the first thing we have to do is say a very warm welcome back to our mountain warrior, Angelo D'Ambrosio. Congratulations on making it to the top of the highest mountain in Europe, was it?
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
Second time lucky, if I remember correctly.
Correct. The first time was ankle injury.
That's right.
And the scary part was I got to see where I turned around because we were in a blizzard last year.
Yeah.
And this year we had perfect weather, and I was about 150 meters from the top.
Oh, come on. Well, at least you made it this time, Andrew. Well,
yeah,
done.
Thank you.
Before we talk home improvement, tell us a little bit about the experience.
Well, first of all, I'm in love with Russia. I think Russia's amazing, and I couldn't believe the difference from what we were shown on movies to what it's really like.
Really?
Yeah, no, unbelievable, and really cost effective as well. But the climb, the mountain, you know, the huge scale. If one thinks about it, it's from Camps Bay Beach to Table Mountain 5.5 times.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's big.
It's a big undertaking.
Yes, it's,
okay,
it's big, and it was beautiful. And you know, the mountain, I always say, you got to have the good things or the bad things go wrong on the right day to make it to the top.
Yeah.
And it did for me this time. Unfortunately, for 3 other people, it didn't work. We had 2 people struck down and killed by lightning.
Wow.
And 1 person had a heart attack.
Or not from your own group, but on the mountain,
at the same time
as you attempted,
you know,
the summit. That really puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
We were lucky. We got off into camp about an hour before the storm came in, and it actually struck the camp. All our solar lights and stuff went out. Everything. It was a big storm.
Very glad to have you safely back in one piece this time, Angelo. Welcome back. We have missed you. Now, we're talking a specialist segment today. I know previously we've spoken about home security from the perspective of alarm systems. Today we're looking at it from the perspective of actual physical security barriers.
Sure. So, you know, security is a big thing with everybody nowadays. I mean, it's important. But not only is it essential that we have security, but we also now need it to be aesthetically pleasing. You know, so it has to fulfill 2 functions, and these 2 gentlemen over here will be able to talk about their specific products as well as how they integrate into the house and how it fits in with the aesthetics, etc. So I think it's a good discussion to have.
It is indeed. And with that, let's say a very warm welcome to our 2 specialist guests today, who are both Trellidor franchisees, Glenn Grebe from the Atlantic and False Bay branch, and John Peterson from the Southern Suburbs and Lansdowne franchise. Great to have you both with us. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa.
Won't you just remind us how long Trellidor has actually been in the business, Glenn?
Trellidor has been around for about 41 years.
That long already. And that's how many correct. Years since the advert with the big wrecking ball going through the Trellidor, well, yeah, not going through the Trellidor.
No, that's been there for some time.
I mean, the best possible demonstration of what the product does.
Absolutely.
It's really tough to get through. John, how long have you been in this industry? Because I think it's something like 20 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Just beyond 27 years. Eh?
Okay, so you really know what you're talking about, is the message I want to say. If anybody listening has a question around whether it's slam lock doors or security shutters, even, because Trellidor's recently bought Taylor blinds and shutters, so that falls into the ambit of the conversation as well. Just a reminder that the number to dial is 021-446-0567, or you can send a voice note on 072-567-1567. Glenn, where do you actually manufacture the Trellidor gates? Are they made in South Africa?
Yeah, all our products get manufactured at our head office up in Durban, mm-hmm. and they get distributed nationwide to all the franchise base.
And John, the nice thing is that if you have a Trellidor, and despite having that Trellidor, somebody does manage to or attempt to break in, you guys actually offer round-the-clock service, don't you? You will literally go out in the middle of the night and help restore a home to safety.
That's correct, Pippa. We do have a very dedicated team that work as emergency services after hours. Eh? Not only for the attended burglaries, but more for people losing keys.
How often does that happen? I would imagine quite often. Yeah. Now, I think most people are familiar with the concept of the slam lock door. So it's sort of concertinas open and shut. But if you're in an emergency and somebody's entered the property, you can really do it in a hurry. Glenn, can you talk us through how much variety there is within that range? Is a Trellidor that just comes in a different size, or are there different kinds?
Well, we got 5 different models of retractable barriers that we manufacture, and they're all manufactured to the strength or security risk. So you got your entry-level unit all the way through to the higher risk units. And the locking systems, we have a 2-point slam lock available, but our main lock is the 3-point deadlock. That is our unique locking system, and it's a lot more secure than a slam lock.
Won't you just explain a little bit more about how that 3-point deadlock works?
Okay, it works on a draw bolt system. So when the door gets closed, you would turn the key one turn, and it would locate onto the locking pins and pull up and down onto those pins. So once it's closed and in place, it's very secure.
Okay. I can see we've already got our first caller on the line. So let's go straight to Heather in Newlands. And I'm so glad you're asking the question because it was on my list as well. Heather, good afternoon.
Good. I've got telly doors. I've had them for at least 30 years. They're now old, dusty, in the grooves. I don't know how to clean them. Please tell me.
Well, that says a lot for the product that they're still going strong after 30 years. Any advice on the cleaning, John?
Yeah. It's quite a common question. One of those things that you can use, one of these little clean green steam machines.
Yeah.
That cleans it brilliantly. Alternatively, you could just use hot, warm Omo water and a paintbrush, and you can clean between the grooves. Yeah, that usually gets it cleaner.
Is this one where Coke would work, Angelo? I know you use it to clean everything.
I think it's probably over the years just compaction of dirt and grime, etc. I'm assuming there would be some rust on the coastal regions, especially after 30 years. But, you know, another thing that one can use as well is if you take a bottle cleaner, you can get into those grooves and clean it. Yeah. But what's also essential, I think people need to understand, is that everything needs maintenance.
Mm.
So I always put a little bit of oil on the joints just to make things function properly, just to make sure that the flow and the movement works, it slides easy, etc. I think that's the type of maintenance that people need to do.
Rather than allowing 30 years of dirt to accumulate. Yeah. Anything you'd add to that, Glenn?
Yeah, I would just like to say the silicone-based lubricant generally works very well. It doesn't leave a heavy residue like an oil-based would.
Okay.
You find when you use an oil base, a lot of the sand and sticks to it, especially in the Cape when that southeaster blows.
Yeah,
it becomes gritty. So silicone-based lubricant generally works best.
Okay, you mentioned rust, Angela. While we're talking about it, and before we go to Shirley's question, rust is a problem for any anything at the coast. What's the best way to deal with that with regards to a trellie door, John?
Yeah, you've actually got to maintain this door. We've got a guarantee on our doors against rust, but you've got to maintain it regularly, and especially if it's a couple of kilometers away from the coast. You know, I'd say every 3 months washing it down.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like Glenn says, using the lubricant as well.
So as often as every 3 months, okay. Yeah. And I'm sitting there trying to think when was the last time I cleaned mine, and I literally can't remember.
These products, when they come out of the factory, are treated for it. But, you know, as everything in life, as time goes on, the treatment sort of wears away and it starts getting affected by the sea salts and oxidizers, etc. So one needs to keep an eye on it. And when you do see something come up, tackle it immediately. That's the best way.
Okay. Shirley, on the line from Cape Town, thanks for waiting so patiently. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sophie. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to ask the gentleman, I had my whole life, I've got trellie doors on every part of my house, and I've just recently had an order placed for my flat in Zimbali, and I specifically asked the lady that I wanted the stack up, but the swing door, so it swivels out, because when one moves furniture, you're stuck with less of a door space if you have a trellie door that's stacked up. And the agent had come back to me and said, I asked him for a picture, and I discovered that they put the wrong door on. So long and short, I want to know how that particular door now, that's a stacker door, can be reconstructed into having the hinges put on so that that can swivel out. So I have actually then got door space to within which to move furniture.
Glenn, is it possible to do what Shirley's just described?
Not to put hinges on. What we could do is we could hinge the bottom track, but that's not gonna help the problem. Generally, what we do, if it is an issue and when the time arises to move furniture in and out, we can always arrange to get a team around, uninstall the product, you can move in and out what you need to, and then reinstall the product.
Okay, Shirley, does that answer your question? Probably not the answer you were hoping for, but it's a solution.
It's, Yeah, it's a solution, but one tries to avoid a call out with costs all the time. So hence the quest, the reason the actual request was, you know. But thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Shirley. I think Angelo wants to add a comment as
yeah,
well.
Shirley, yeah, Shirley. Sorry, guys, but you know the way I see it is quite simple. Shirley, if you've ordered X and you get Y, I want X.
Mm.
That would be my response.
As a matter of fact, if you're still there, Shirley. Oh no, we've lost her. I was going to ask if she has pushed back to insist on being given what she had asked for, without knowing the details of how they communicated and the method of the order, etc. It's hard to answer that. But Shirley, if you are still listening, although you're no longer on the line, I think perhaps try that, saying, you know, what I asked for was the following product, and that is what I expect to be installed, rather than having to have call outs going forward. Yeah, interesting SMS here from someone saying, I can't understand why it's taken so long for South Africa to start using the 3-lock system. The 5-lock system is already in use in Europe since the 1980s. Do either of you have an opinion on what took us so long? Glenn?
Yeah, no, I don't have an exact answer for that. But, you know, as technology improves, we're always trying to innovate and improve our products.
Mm. Is the 5-lock system on the radar for the future of Trelly Door?
In fact, we do have one of the strongest doors, and it's being launched soon.
Okay.
One of the strongest doors in the world, and it's going to be used in the underground system in
London.
In London.
Really?
Yeah. And that's got a 5-locking point system, and it's designed to deter terrorism. Can you believe it? Yeah. So that's going to be launched soon, and I think that the UK branch has already ordered a few of those.
As a matter of interest, what's the name of that product? For listeners, you might want to keep their eyes out for it. Are we allowed to know?
That is called our T3000.
T3000. And how soon...
S2. Yeah.
Okay.
T3000S2.
Okay. How soon is that likely to be available here in South Africa?
That won't be available in South Africa because that's an overkill, eh?
Okay. It's not needed. I mean, I hear our listeners going, we've got the rampant crime problems. Is anything overkill? But would that be too much?
That will be way too much, yeah.
Okay. But that's very interesting to know that Trelly Door product is in use or will be in the London Underground. That's fascinating. We're happy to take some more of your calls on 021-446-0567. We've got Glenn Grebe and John Peterson from Trelly Door, both Trelly Door franchisees in the Cape Town area, chatting to us about the products and taking your questions. I mean, we've all seen that ad. We know that a wrecking ball can't get through a Trelly Door. Just how difficult is it? I mean, do you have incidents where burglars have managed to get through them?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, in my experience, there isn't a product that's completely impenetrable. And if they got the right tools and the right amount of time, they will eventually get through whatever you put there. We just got to try and make it as secure as possible to buy you as much time as possible. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, you've got that time to phone the authorities, to phone your armed response.
Yeah.
And keep yourself safe.
I think burglar bars and security gate doors are more of a deterrent and should be designed around the fact that everyone can get in, but they need to delay.
You want to make it as difficult as possible and as slow as possible,
because
the process.
Guys will work out a way to get in eventually. And so all you want to do is slow the whole process down so that if you are in the house, you can get out or you can get someone there.
Or call for help and 100%. Get the authorities there, absolutely. For some people, it is a concern that if you forget where the key is, what if there's an emergency? What if you're inside the house and a fire breaks out and you need to get out through the Trelly Door? What do you advise in terms of that aspect of the conversation?
Yeah, usually you'll find that if you have a number of doors in your house, you will try and match up all the keys. So you'll have one designated key that will operate any door. So as soon as you see a Trelly Door key and it's all clearly marked, you know that you could get out.
So anyone will work on any accessible Trelly Door to get out. Yeah,
master key.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that is available. Then, how easy or difficult is it to fit? And given that you're moving into the security blinds and shutters now as well, not all windows are the same shape and design. Something like a sash window or a bay window, would you be able to fit that kind of product to them?
Absolutely. You know, we go out and do a full assessment and we look at each opening as they are. And generally, where there's a will, there's a way. We always try and find a way to install even on your more difficult openings.
Okay. One of the newer products, which I do want to mention, which I think some people will have been aware of, is the sort of the mesh see-through mesh, and I've forgotten what it's called. You're going to have to remind me. ClearGuard. Can you talk to us about where it's appropriate to install ClearGuard and how that compares in terms of security coverage versus the traditional trellis door?
Well, with our ClearGuard, it's a high tensile stainless steel mesh. Okay, that gets inserted into its own aluminium framework. So it's suitable for any door applications, window applications, large, small. And the whole design behind it is that when it's up in its opening, you lose the mesh into the light. So it gives you an unobtrusive view. You're not looking through bars.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it, it's got a lot of other uses as well. Because it's a fine mesh, it stops your bugs and your chochos from coming in as well. It also stops a portion of the direct wind flow. So, yeah, in the Cape where the wind blows, you can still have a window open and still enjoy the nice fresh air without getting absolutely blasted.
Okay. How expensive is that product?
Well, difficult to say. You know, because it's completely custom to each opening, it really gets designed according to the existing opening, and it gets costed accordingly.
Okay. John, in terms of looking at your customer base, what's the most common problem that you have to try and solve for them? Is it basically people wanting to be able to physically, obviously, door off the house? Are there other sort of common objectives that you can use a trellis door to solve?
Man, not so much on the trellis door, but we have a product called the roller shutter, security roller shutter, and it's obviously motorized. And then what we tend to do is we try and advise you don't have to secure your entire living space. You could cordon off your bedroom areas from the rest of the house.
Yeah.
So then that could create a safe haven. So that shutter would basically be the in between.
Okay, I have seen that at a friend's house. That just cuts off the entire bedroom wing. So when they go to bed at night, it's like Fort Knox. I mean, whatever might happen outside, they're okay behind that barrier. Let's talk about where you install the classic trellis door. Inside or outside the door, are there any sort of do's and don'ts you'd like to share with the audience, Glenn?
Yeah, it all depends on the way your existing application opens. So generally, if your front door opens to the inside or to the outside, the trellis door would be installed on the opposite side.
Okay.
And the same would go for windows. Generally, your windows open to the outside, so your barrier would be on the inside.
Okay, thanks for that. On the SMS line, Francis asking whether trellis door have aluminium options, particularly for coastal installations.
Absolutely. We do have an aluminium retractable called our TA600, and that also comes standard with our unique deadlock.
Okay. And then here to your point, Angelo, about you buying yourself time. Somebody's saying, my brother had a trellis door installed on all of his doors, yet burglars used a pole which was left lying around, managed to open the trellis door, but a neighbor heard the bang and came out. And that's the bottom line. As you said, nothing is going to be 100% infallibly secure. But the more barriers and layers to prevent the person getting into your house, the longer it's going to take them, the more time you have for you to call for help, and B, for somebody else to notice what's going on.
And they're just going to move on. If they're struggling to get it done, they're going to move on, and that's really what you're wanting out of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's also comfort. You feel safe, and therefore you feel comfortable. You know, so that's what you need.
If somebody's starting with a really limited budget and can't afford to do a trellis door on every door and burglar bars on every window or drop down roller blinds, etc., what's your advice on sort of the bare minimum steps to start with? John, what would you say?
Yeah, I would say the areas that you usually keep your windows open, those are the vulnerable ones, because people tend to leave windows open, and when you are home, that's when you could be surprised with intruders. And so I would usually say people sitting with kitchen doors and front doors. You usually keep your kitchen door open a lot because you're busy cooking. Front doors, you want the breeze to run through the house, so usually front doors. So those will be your two main areas of coverage. Yeah.
Okay. In our final 30 seconds, I'd love to leave our listeners with some info on where to contact you guys if they are thinking that they like the sound of what they've heard and would like to install trellis doors or come and chat to you about the options. I know you're each from separate franchises, so won't you just leave us with your particular contact details? John, you are with the Southern Suburbs and Lansdowne branch. Where do we find you?
That's right. You can find us at on 021-706-1396.
706-1396. And Glenn, you are Atlantic and False Bay.
Atlantic and False Bay, that's correct. And we are on 021-782-9400.
0800 782 9400. Does Trelly Door have a website we can direct listeners
Absolutely.
To?
Absolutely, www.trellydoor.co.za. And we do have a national call centre as well, so all of our contact details can be found through the website.
I want to thank you both so much for making time to join us today. You've been listening to John Peterson and Glenn Grebe, both Trelly Door franchisees. Angelo, thank you for finding them, thank you for bringing them along, and welcome home.
Thank you very much.
We will chat again soon.